What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the College Football Report with Jay Binkley.
I'm still not sure I'm not Dusty's dad, but regardless.
On your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Pull out your can of skull, or your Zen, or your Rogue, or whatever it is, and put it in your lip. It's Jay Binkley time here on 96.5 The Fan. Mr. Binkley, how are you on this frigid morning, sir?
What's going on, fellas? How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, man.
How are you?
Are you in a bathroom right now?
No, I'm not in a bathroom right now.
I didn't know if you were dropping an upper deck while you're doing the show.
No, but that probably would be a good idea.
Have you ever had a Vegemite sandwich?
Never have. I don't even know what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the bottom of the beer barrel that they mash together and put it on bread. I'm sure you've had that in your life.
Yeah.
I don't think I have.
What is your go-to sandwich? If you could make one just real easy, real quick, what do you go with?
Steak sandwich.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, well, wow. You said real easy. Yeah. So I'd say like cold cuts, like roast beef, salami, that kind of stuff.
You big roast beef guy?
He goes salami. Of course he does, yes.
I figured you'd be like a bologna and cheese guy on white bread with mustard.
No, you know, I haven't had bologna in years.
Oh, right. Nice. I call baloney. Binkley, Saturday's game against the Houston Texans. What scares you most about the Houston Texans?
I don't know. Not a ton. I mean, it was a pretty sloppy game. I mean, that Chargers game, I mean, they did win. That defense did look good. I mean, that pass rush, I guess the pass rushers, I know they only had one sack against the Chiefs the last time they played. But I would definitely say the pass rush of the Texans and the Chiefs just hurt themselves. I mean, really, the only team that could beat the Chiefs are the Chiefs.
That's right.
They're just better than anybody else. If it's no turnovers, which they've really cut down on, they're doing an awesome job taking the ball away. I think they can hurt themselves, and if anybody beats them, it'll be themselves. But I don't think another team can go out and do it.
Jay, I think if Andy Reid starts Humphreys at left tackle and it goes bad, it's his biggest blunder since the Indianapolis game in 2014. I don't think you mess with something that's working right now. What do you think the Chiefs ought to do with their offensive line?
Well, I mean, Tooney isn't your prototypical, left tackle, but it is working. But the other thing is the Texans have seen it before because that was a game that that he was out there left tackle. So the Texans would be prepared for it on Joe Tooney. But with all that rest and everything, listen, it's not a long-term answer, but it's a short-term answer. And I would not jack with what's working. If it's working with Tooney out there, that's the way I would keep it, because I think it would be better to prepare for that than to be a left guard. Then all of a sudden, DJ Humphries can't get the job done. Then you're switching out to left tackle. I would just have the mindset going in this way, we're going to do it.
When you look at the Chiefs and they get to the playoffs and they get to ramp it up, are you excited to see what Mahomes and Kelce are doing, or is this going to be the first time in the playoffs where that connection isn't the main focal point for this offense?
I think it's still going to be a main focal point. I mean, it's already there. I mean, you were just talking about the other day, he passed to Rice last year in catches, and he has a chance for yards and, of course, goes on a run, can catch him in touchdowns. But that connection is what it is, and I think that connection's a special connection. I think sometimes teams look at it and kind of peel off that direction because they don't think that Travis Kelce and Mahomes have that deep connection anymore. But when you get to the postseason, things start amping up. I mean, last year in the postseason, Travis Kelce looked like a different guy than he did in the regular season. Not that he wasn't good in the regular season, which he was, but that he was unstoppable in the postseason.
All right, Jay, college football finally has its championship game on Monday night. They have the Ohio State Buckeyes taking on a random team. Have the playoffs been a success, Jay?
I think so. I think a lot of people were complaining about the first-round matchups, and then they watched the NFL last weekend. They go, oh, all football has blowouts. I think a lot of people were complaining, but I think they redeemed themselves. I mean, once you, you know, last couple of weeks, great college football action, I think it kind of redeemed itself. But that's kind of the way it is. You know, you're giving teams home games. What are you going to expect? I mean, you know, teams are love playing at their home places. You're going to have the blowouts. I think it's been a huge success. And it's fun that we're sitting here and the championship's not until January 20th. And as long as, you know, the season keeps, we have football and football and football and college football, I think it's been a huge success. I'm glad they did it. They should have done it a long time ago, but at least they finally did it. And, you know, a few years ago, Ohio State losing to Michigan, that's the end of their season. You know, they didn't make it to the Big Ten title game. They're done. But they had a chance, like when we said, hey, you get these teams in a playoff and let's see what happened. Because think about the NFL. Think about they just gave Super Bowls. The Chiefs wouldn't have got a Super Bowl last year. They had six losses going to the playoffs. If we just gave teams, you know, a chance and not gave a team like the Chiefs a chance to compete, who had to play in the wild card game and ended up parlaying it to a Super Bowl. But that's what college football has done, and they get a better champion.
Speaking of a national championship, if Notre Dame does win, is Marcus Freeman going to be the most sought-after coach over Ben Johnson?
Wow. I think so. I think a lot of people are going to be looking at Marcus Freeman if they win this title and the job that he's done, especially with everybody looking for the culture builders and everything else in NFL with NFL teams. But, yeah, I think Marcus Freeman will be an incredibly hot name if he's able to beat Ohio State. I hope he stays in college. I like where he's at.
I like Marcus Freeman a lot, and I think culture building is the way to go, obviously, in the NFL. A lot of these teams, they don't have the right owners in place to do that, so I wouldn't wish the Jets or the Browns or somebody like that or the Cowboys, you know, on Marcus Freeman. Speaking of Notre Dame, though, I mean, this team, not in a conference, and in this day and age where we are in college football, man, like, I think it's time that Notre Dame becomes a big boy and puts on some slacks and joins the league here, man.
You know what? I think so, too. And if I'm them, I understand where they're staying. Because, look, the $20 million, they get to all keep it. The other teams, you get to disperse that between the conference. Like, Ohio State's going to have to share that money with the other teams in the Big Ten. Notre Dame, it's all theirs, man. And they don't have a conference championship game at the end of the year where you can stub your toe and not get into the playoffs. I mean, Notre Dame's got it perfect right now. I think the other teams, in as far as college football, say, hey, Notre Dame needs to be in a conference. But if I'm Notre Dame, I'm saying, just keep it the way it is. So I understand Notre Dame's perspective. But if I'm another conference, I definitely want Notre Dame to join a conference just the way it is. I mean, things are unprecedented. I know Notre Dame's not been in a conference. That's fine. But the fact is, there wasn't 12 teams in the college football playoffs before, and now there is, so everything changes. So Notre Dame probably should get into a conference. If I'm another team, and I know a lot of other teams are pretty upset they're not in the conference, I think eventually they will be.
Talking to Jay Binkley, sponsored by Copenhagen. That's a joke, but either way you look at it, it could be. Binkley, when you look at this playoff system, do you think they should add more teams, keep it the same way, or go back to the way it was with just six?
You know what? As much as I wanted to eventually get to 16, which I think would be great, it was kind of nice now. And not only that, but you had those first-round blowouts. So you could say it was watered down to some extent. And you say, well, if you expand it, you'll never get a team like Boise State. And then we had a Boise State, wins the Mountain West, ends up in the football playoffs. So I think it kind of took care of everybody. Ohio State was a team that, you know, got in late, weren't a conference champion for the conference championship game, and look at where they're sitting right now, and the fact that Boise State ended up making the playoffs. I think it's perfect. They're going to expand it. You know they're going to, because expanding it means more money. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I think the 12 teams is working out perfectly.
Yeah, Cincinnati's pushing for expansion.
They need to reseed them, though. They need to reseed the first-round games. There's no reason Boise State had a bye.
Yeah, and obviously, and that's something that they can look into and get better. But Cincinnati's pushing for expansion so they can get into the playoffs, right?
Well, yeah, the Bengals, they definitely want expansion so they can get into the NFL playoffs.
But the NFL's going to expand, too. You know we're going to get 8-8. We're going to have 16 in the NFL make it in and whatnot. I'm good with you at 12. I don't think the games in the first round, fellas, warranted expansion.
Well, no, I think they got it right. The best 12 teams are the ones playing right now that had an opportunity to win a national title. I think it's great because Ohio State did get that mulligan. That is a good football team. You know, they barely lose to Oregon during the regular season, and they pound them in the postseason. So it's how you're playing towards the end. The Chiefs are the perfect example for that. The Chiefs were not a good football team in last December. Remember on Christmas Day, that was one of the worst games they'd had all year. Mm-hmm. They even admitted it's one of the worst games. But that team goes on and wins the Super Bowl in the NFL. You have to give teams a chance and who's playing well at the end, and that's, I think, what college football is realizing now.
All right, Binkley, who wins the national championship, Notre Dame, Ohio State?
I'm going to go with the Buckeyes,
Ohio
State. Jeremiah Smith was limited in the last game. He will not be limited in this one. It is the top two scoring defenses in the country. I think it'll be a really close game and a good game, but I'm going to go with Ohio State.
And how many sacks will Sam Darnold have in that game?
Sam Darnold.
That's right. Sam Darnold. Will he have more than 9 sacks in a college football game? Because that's about all where he
sacks.
Can.
That was very, very impressive to be sacked 9 times. Ugh. Very, very impressive by Sam Darnold. Has anybody fallen faster in 2 weeks than Sam?
I don't know that I've ever seen an athlete in my lifetime fall faster than what we saw out of Sam Darnold.
Here's the thing, guys. You know some team's going to pay. That's the way the NFL is. The NFL does dumb things.
And that's why there's
Titans
bad teams.
Will Levis. Yeah. When everybody in the world said, don't draft Will Levis, they go out and do it. And then half the people last year were like, no, Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback in the draft, and the Bears don't do it. Some team in the NFL will be desperate. It's just like how Derek Carr got his money and all these quarterbacks are getting paid and getting their money. Somebody will pay Sam Darnold, and it'll be a huge mistake because nobody's learning from the Deshaun Watson experience and how much a signing the round quarterback contract can cripple your team, but somebody will do it.
Well, Binkley, we'll talk to you next Wednesday about an AFC Championship game. We hope that will be played at the Arrowhead Invitational. You take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
All right, fellas, take care.
See you, Jay. You know, the Giants made the mistake with Daniel Jones, right?
So did Minnesota, and ever since they signed Daniel Jones, it went south.
That did not good. Yeah, right. So if you're the Giants, like, you can't sign Sam Darnold because you've already done that.
I think you have to, kind of. Who else is going to play quarterback? Yeah, exactly.
He's holding it too long.
Just run.
Throw it, man.
Throw it, man.